Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Did you ever see the movie Sully? It's about that airline pilot who had to make an emergency landing on the Hudson River. When you watch the movie, it's really powerful how important it is to Sully to get everyone out of the plane before it sinks. He's rushing all over, even though his own safety is at risk, looking down every aisle in every lavatory, and people are telling him there's nobody left on the plane, that he needs to leave, but he has to be sure. It's not enough for him that he's already saved many or most of the people or even almost all of them. He doesn't want anyone to be lost. And that right there is what the scriptures tell us about the Lord. He doesn't want anyone to be lost. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Jesus calls himself the Good Shepherd, and at one point he clarifies this by providing a startling illustration. He says, if a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search of the stray? And if he finds it, amen, I say to you, he rejoices more over it than over the 99 that did not stray. It's just the same way. It is not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones be lost. It's amazing. Listen to that. God doesn't play a percentage game. He doesn't say, 99%, that's pretty good. That's a definite majority. It's a clear win. I can cut my losses with that number, no problem. That's amazing. God doesn't play a percentages game. You know, we have a kind of a running joke on our pilgrimages that everyone gets on the bus, and I turn to the bus driver and I say, We have the majority. Let's go. We don't leave anybody behind. But that's exactly the way God is. He doesn't want to leave anybody behind. He's not satisfied with his 99. In fact, he rushes out to find the one. And when he finds it, he's thrilled. St. Paul tells us that God desires that all be saved. He wants everyone, you, me, all of your loved ones, everyone you've heard of, everyone you've never heard of, everybody. He wants everybody in heaven. And he's searching for each of us right now and doing all that he can to bring us home. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Why does Jesus say that the shepherd will rejoice more over that one lost sheep than over the 99 who haven't strayed? Does that mean God loves converted sinners more than he loves those who have always been faithful to him? That can't be right. Maybe the point is this. God loves each one of us as an individual, and he rejoices over us as individuals, not as some kind of aggregate. Now, a general might care about his army without really caring about an individual soldier. After all, he doesn't know them. What the general cares about is winning the war, and he accepts casualties. But when a mother cares about her children, she can't accept casualties. She cares about John and Sarah and Grace and Xavier and Teresa individually, because she knows them by name. And if someone asks my wife, "How are your kids?" she doesn't say, "Well, I don't have any specifics, but right now the percentages are looking pretty good. No, she'll say, well, so-and-so is doing really well, but I need to pray for this one because she's having a hard time lately. She doesn't think of them as a faceless crowd. She thinks of them as her individual children. Maybe this is what Jesus meant when he said that the shepherd rejoices more for the one lost sheep than the other 99. He doesn't say that the shepherd rejoiced more in the one lost sheep than in any of the other 99. Maybe he's making a beautiful point. It's not so much the herd, the flock, that gives the shepherd pleasure. What the shepherd loves is not having a total of 99 sheep or 100 sheep. What the shepherd loves is each individual sheep. And he will do whatever it takes to bring each of them back into the fold, where they will all be happy together. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So when we have people that we love, and they have strayed, this must be our consolation, our source of peace. After all, we care more about certain individuals, our kids, our siblings, our good friends. We have stronger feelings of love for them than perhaps we have for the rest of the whole world. Well, Jesus has those same feelings of love for them as we have. They are as unique, as precious, as valuable to him as they are to us. They're not a statistic to us, and they're not to him. And he has, and he will, move heaven and earth, come hell or high water, to find them and save them. The Catechism says, since Christ died for all, and since all men are in fact called to one and the same destiny, which is divine, we must hold that the Holy Spirit offers to all the possibility of being made partakers in a way known to God in the divine nature. What that means is that God is making every effort, including ways we have no awareness, to save people we love. And that should give us an enormous amount of consolation. The Good Shepherd is on the job, and he can find the sheep that matters so much to us and so much to him. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
And even though knowing the love of the Good Shepherd should give us consolation, it shouldn't cause us to be complacent. I've always been stunned by the true story of St. Francis Solano, a missionary who was traveling to South America, and the only transport were slave ships. This slave ship hit a violent storm, struck a reef, and was going down, and all the crew abandoned the slaves chained in the bottom of the ship to their death. But not Francis Solano. He went down in the bottom of the ship, and as it was sinking, he began to preach to them about Jesus, baptizing them as they were drowning, as he himself was at risk of drowning. He didn't say, well, God can take care of them, I don't have to worry about it. We have family and friends who are drowning, and we have to do something about it. So how can we help our loved ones to heaven? Well, maybe you could just nag the hell out of them. Probably won't work. How about commit yourself to never miss praying the rosary every day, because Our Lady said the rosary will convert souls. And then, why don't you build an ark? What? Yes, build an ark, a place of refuge for sinners. Build a place and a time to invite family and friends regularly, habitually, weekly, monthly, where you can give them hospitality and delight in them, and invite them to pray the rosary with you. and then ask them what they were reflecting on and have some good conversation. If you want them to be saved, like Jesus does, then you gotta stop being a passive spectator. It's time to get in the game and do your part. Because in the end, we don't want Jesus to say, "I did my part. What about you?" Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel,
defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, what were you reflecting on?
I think there's a unique way in which I think we all kind of fail to imitate God's love, in the sense where he loves us individually and cares about each of us individually. And it's hard for us to fathom that, because I think we don't love as much. Or rather, obviously we have more of a responsibility to people that we know, but we prioritize it in such a way that I think we treat a lot of people like they're just not our problem.
Well, we aren't responsible for everybody,
mm-hmm.
but we are responsible for some.
Yeah. Now, and I think we lean in the wrong direction. There's a right proportion of this, but we have a tendency to, even if it's a friend of ours, be like, it's not my problem though.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Or even our kids, it's, that's the school's problem. They go to a Catholic school, they should figure it out. Or that's the priest's problem. I take him to Mass, they're not learning, that's his fault.
And I'll be the first one to admit that it ain't easy. It ain't easy. I mean, you can have 3, 5, 7 kids, Some are faithful. Some don't want anything to do with Jesus. Mm-hmm. And you think, I didn't do anything different with any of them. What happened? And then we've all had the experience of trying everything possible, nothing seeming to have an effect. And it can be very discouraging. And you kind of throw your hands up and say, I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But the good shepherd never quits, and we can't. But the danger is, first, worry is not an act of love. Worry's not helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Nagging's not helpful.
Yeah.
So what do we do? What do we do? We have to stay in friendship. People come to God through other people. Friendship is the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So we gotta stay regularly in relationship.
Yeah, I think the good shepherd isn't, well, obviously, he's good in his own right, but using this story specifically, he's not good because he finds the sheep. He's good because he goes looking.
Ah.
So they have their free will, their circumstances, but we still have to go looking for people. We still have to try. We still have to put effort in.
Yeah.
Even if they don't come back,
yeah,
we love them because we're searching.
I love that you made that distinction.
I think we feel like it's out of my control, so I'm just, what can I do? There's nothing I can do. You still have to love them by putting in the effort.
Yeah. I love that you made that distinction.
Which doesn't mean nagging.
No.
It's like you said, it's staying in relationship. It's keeping that bridge open. It's being a bit more courageous with the way we're sharing.
Yeah. I don't know if you thought this was crazy, but I like the idea of the ark.
Mm-hmm.
Because he built the ark and then invite the beasts.
Aren't we all beasts?
Build the ark and invite the... What do I mean by the ark? I mean the place of friendship.
Because it's more than just saying, oh, I'm a good Catholic, so I'll set a good example and people will just get it. It's creating such a strong... A separation, something, a place that's so different, so safe, so comfortable, so beautiful, and so full of God.
That's the ark.
Yeah. It is good. And it's beautiful, and we need to do that.
But that's what you and your brother Xavier and your friend group did over 5 or 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
You built an ark, and then a number of your beasts came into the ark, and they've been saved.
Yeah, people have also, even people who haven't, I'm not saying everyone hangs out with us a few times and goes, oh, yeah, I think I'm going to be a Catholic. But I do hear a lot of people that spend time with us saying, yeah, I noticed this about the Catholic Church because of you guys. I noticed that it's just different with you guys. I know you guys just kind of talk differently. You act differently. I feel more comfortable for some reason.
Yeah.
There's an openness there.
I think when I'm talking about rosary groups, I'm talking about places of friendship that are, they're an ark, they're a refuge, they're a home, they're a place to invite people where they can be delighted in and have the opportunity to experience and encounter the love of God they haven't encountered before.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we got to build. Everybody needs to make an ark.
Gotta save some sheep, build an ark.
Or whatever kind of family and friends you have. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.